Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Back to the conversation of realities of the day, or not. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on the air with a hello to Randy Sarbaca of Clarkston, Washington. Randy is a loyal listener to the Good Day program. Happy to have you connected to us. You can connect on Twitter, constant feed at Good Day Show. Conversation there, facebook.com/Good Day. There's the story of a man in Wisconsin today in serious trouble after charges that he drove drunk in reverse down a major highway. Report is that Daniel Nordell of Appleton pulled over when officers say that they saw him going backwards at 40 miles an hour.
It's a dead giveaway every time.
Make matters worse, they said that he smelled of alcohol. Can you imagine?
You know.
He has, though. This is where it gets serious. It's kind of silly to this point. This guy has been convicted 12 times of
so
drunk
sad driving
in 10 years.
How does he still have a license?
Well, that's the question.
Does he? I mean, you know, does that matter to someone who's in trouble all that, you know, all those times?
Well, you know, we have all of these problems. Here's one that's even worse. Story of Ronnie Paul Hobgood, who has now relinquished control of his destiny, perhaps for good. This guy is a six-time loser, arrested for driving while intoxicated in February, 45 years old. He has been in jail five times, various periods, since 1990. He has already killed one person. He has five convictions that led to his having two 18-month convictions or stints in prison. Now, in Montgomery County, Texas, this is an area north of Houston, typical area outside these big cities that have dangerous roads, and a prosecutor has gone after this guy with one of the toughest DWI penalties in the state's history. The lawyer for Mr. Hobgood told a newspaper his client knew his fate was sealed. His demeanor was like that of a soldier as he stepped in front of the judge. He knew he was going away, and he had every confidence that he would be able to survive in prison. But listen to this. This guy, as I said, been in and out of various problems. He was on parole at the time. He was intoxicated and killed another person. So he has now been sentenced to 50 years in prison with no parole.
This is what gets me, because we have this debate, and I know, Dougie, you're pretty passionate on one side of it. And I really, to be honest, I fluctuate a lot on this one because of cases like this. But you say throw away the key with this guy. But when we talk about drug criminals, people that are arrested for drug possession
throw
or drug using,
well, not possession,
or alcohol consumption. I mean, these are little crimes. Most people consider them to be minor crimes. And a lot of people who are after prison reform say, let these guys out. They shouldn't be in prison.
Yes.
But when you have the stories like this, where they're happening over and over and over and over again.
If you're a repeat offender and people get hurt, if nobody's hurt, I don't think you go to jail. If you've hurt somebody else by your lack of control, your lack of ability to do the right thing, if you can't control you're in charge of you. If you drink so much that you're out of control, if you do drugs to the point where you can't control yourself, and you do harm to other people, you go to jail.
But I think that's the hard part. The first story we talked about is a guy who's been arrested a ton of times, and he's never injured someone. But what do you do? Wait until they kill someone?
He does.
That's the problem, yeah.
Right.
That's what they do.
I mean, if someone's doing it 50 times and they've just lucked out that they haven't hurt anybody yet, they still have a chronic problem, obviously.
Yeah, right. So what
I think we all know people, sorry, Dougie, but I think we all know, especially Kara, Victoria, and I probably, people in their 20s as they get older who make it, you know, who make a mistake. They miscalculate what they think they've had. I mean, gosh, I've probably done it and it's not a good thing to do, but they get caught and okay, so it's one time you feel bad and you're very careful from that time on, right. Especially if you get busted for a DUI. You're very, yeah. I mean,
well, I
know someone who, who's super responsible now because of that.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, you kind of learn from that mistake.
I don't think we have disagreement here, Jennifer.
Right.
I think we all understand
But people that don't change, it's tough.
And by the way, on top of this, there are plenty of these stories that are applied to illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
And these people are getting away with literally murder as well. And nobody understands why. Why are we giving these people favorable treatment, frankly? It's something to be reckoned with. It really is something for us all. This is part of the debate. We ought to be having a lot of debates with our national and regional candidates. Congressional candidates, senatorial candidates, gubernatorial candidates, presidential candidates of all of these issues. Another issue today, the Justice Department findings on what goes on in the Baltimore Police Department and what goes on in the city of Baltimore. It's disgusting. And everybody knew it and everybody's known it. I worked in Baltimore, 30 years ago. And it was a horrible place then because of the white crime. And that's what it is. White police officers and their criminal activity against blacks. Are there blacks that are guilty of really horrible stuff? Of course there are. There are plenty of black criminals. And there are blacks who take it out on whites. But when you're a police officer, you're supposed to have a different standard. Crooks have one standard. Police officers have a different standard. And yet they all seem to be in the same barrel. So, I don't have much stock in much of what has come out of the Justice Department in this administration, but under the circumstances, you see, there was another shoot 'em up last night in Ferguson. You look at all of these places that are hotspots, and nothing's being done to fix it. Oh, we're going to fix everything in Ferguson. Nothing's been fixed. They put in a new police chief. He's just as bad as the last one.
Much of it is about messaging now, too.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I would love to see President Obama do in his last few months in office is say, wow, we have a really divided problem. Here's why it's not that bad. Look at me. I'm a success story. Create success stories that give people hope, because when hope is gone, then they do feel, you know, blacks in cities across America feel that there's this burden there. And I feel like hope is gone for those groups.
Yeah, there is. It's outrageous. The kinds of things. And why do you have that attitude? Why do you not like black people just because they're black? Why do black people not like white people just because they're white? Why do you not like somebody because of a particular religion? You don't know what that person's real values are. You may know that he or she is this, but does it mean because some people in the name of that religion do something that's outrageous that everybody who belongs to that religion is the same? No. Thinking people don't think that way.
Right.
So, you know, I guess that's...
But not enough people are thinking people. That's the problem.
Ooh, that sounds arrogant.
They're not. No, they're not. I mean, they're just not.
I agree with you.
It's not arrogance. It's just reality.
Yep. Right. 16 past the hour.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Michael Hartman, Mount Dora, Florida.
Won't do that again.
Bravest and stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. 212 miles an hour.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Bird of prey. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Fast times.
212 miles an hour. Borrowed a buddy of mine's Busa. He wanted me just to take it up to their shop for him, and I took it for 3 days. That bike was a 200-plus miles an hour. The bad thing about it is I didn't talk the bike out. It had more. Bravest and stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. If I wreck at that speed, you're nothing but a cheese grater on the road.
At 212, cages are...
Little black specks that go by real fast. If someone pulled out at that speed, I'd be dead. I didn't expect to live to be 40, and every year after this is just a bonus. I live fast. I played in rock and roll bands all my life, rode motorcycles all my life. A lot of people burn out fast.
American Biker Minute.
Fortunate ones that I'm still alive.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. A National Health and Nutrition Examination survey shows drinking a glass of freshly squeezed juice every morning lowers the risk of obesity. but it has to be freshly squeezed to get the actual benefit. The study found that people who drank 100% freshly squeezed juice had less fat, smaller waists, and a lower insulin resistance. They also found the risk of obesity was 22% lower for people who drank 100% fresh squeezed orange juice every day. This goes along with the well-known advice to eat lots of fruits and vegetables anyway to avoid certain diseases. And to save money, you can juice your own fruits and vegetables to get the full benefits. And drinking the juice right after juicing also allows for the maximum benefits to kick in. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Five. Oh, I'm back. We're all back. 17 after the hour. There's a research project that is being discussed today that may not be good news for twins. It seems that the research found the twins have substantially lower IQs in the main than their single siblings.
It's because they have to split the brain cells.
Children. Say what?
They have to split the brain cells.
You think that's what it is?
No.
Let's see here. The conclusion is that at least part of the explanation lies in the reduced prenatal growth and shorter gestation period that's typical of twins.
So it's kind of exactly what Jen just said.
It is.
I guess I got it right, huh?
It sounded way harsh, but she was actually totally right.
Researchers identified a representative sample of children attending primary school in the 60s. The children were routinely given written tests for mental skills. The ages of 7 and 9, researchers then extracted age standardization IQ results from the test. There were 10,000 single people tested and 8,600 twins. The twins were all usually born smaller and earlier in gestation, and the twins had age 7 had an IQ average 6 points lower than those of their single brother and sisters in the same family. Which I found interesting. The sex of the siblings, mother's age, father's social class, also was part of that. And I guess that would become, the environment. You know how I am always talking about we are what our environment is?
And that's true.
And I think that's what this is all about, in a sense, or at least part of it anyway, is how they are growing up. How much challenge do they have? How much support do they have? Can they look at their parents and see a good example of whatever it is in life that they aspire to? Are they doing a good job in their lives of being parents, being good workers, being good friends? And it's all about that, isn't it? I mean, we're good friends. We set a good example for people because we're all good friends. We respect the essence of what we are, all of us. What are we? We're good. We're good people, and it shows. And I think that's very sweet, isn't it? That's all
very sweet.
Kumbaya.
It's actually my bra strap.
Excuse me?
You said our friendship shows. I said that's
21, never mind. Go get some cupping done. 21 after the hour.